In the first episode of Lena Dunham's Girls on HBO, the lead character Hannah, an aspiring millennial writer, expresses her desire to be a voice of a generation. Well, move over, Hannah, and make way for Sally. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, book critic Marianne Winnick introduces us to Irish novelist Sally Rooney. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Most of our listeners have probably already gotten wind of the critical love fest for the young Irish novelist Sally Rooney, whose second book came out in April. As Maureen Corrigan, my colleague on Fresh Air, put it, Sally Rooney could write a novel about bath mats, and I'd still read it. She's that good and that singular a writer. Having just read both Conversations with Friends and Normal People, which are fortunately not about bath mats, but about interesting, complicated relationships, I'm running with the herd on this one. Rooney's a spellbinder, all right. Love and lust among the millennials has found its bard. Conversations with Friends is narrated by a 21-year-old Dubliner named Frances. She's a poet and performs her pieces on stage with her best friend, a girl named Bobby. Bobby and Frances were a couple back in high school, but now have moved into a platonic phase. Both are brainy and very political, but while Bobby is outgoing and funny, Frances is quiet and awkward. At one of their readings, they meet a well-known photographer and journalist named Melissa, who offers to do a magazine profile on them and invites them over for dinner. While Bobby is dazzled by Melissa, Frances is more drawn to her husband, Nick, a handsome TV and film actor. Soon, Frances and Nick are carrying on an intense secret affair. It's a complicated foursome for sure, and only gets more so when Melissa invites the girls to join them on vacation in France. As Claire Kilroy put it in The Guardian, Rooney writes so well of the condition of being a young, gifted, but self-destructive woman, both the mentality and physicality of it. She is alert to the invisible bars imprisoning the apparently free. Normal People is even more compelling than Conversations with Friends and reminds me a bit of one of my favorite novels ever, Endless Love. It begins in high school, where we meet Connell, a popular athlete, and Marianne, a complete social outcast. Because Connell's mother cleans house for Marianne's ultra-wealthy but ultra-dysfunctional family, the two are thrown together, and yes, they too begin having an intense secret affair. No matter how deep his feelings for Marianne are, Connell can't bear for people to know they are together. Because of this, he heartlessly betrays her. At this point, Marianne has had enough. He is, as they say, dead to her. When the two next meet, they are at college, and their social standing has flipped. She's an it girl on campus dating rich boys, and he is utterly isolated, broke, and miserable. Of course, their connection lights up as bright and hot as ever. Olivia Lang described the book as a meditation on power, the way that beauty, intelligence, and class are currencies that fluctuate as unpredictably as pounds and dollars. Then again, it's also about love and violence, about how damage is accrued and repaired. And I'd add to that that it's a cautionary tale about miscommunication and misunderstanding, about being too ironic, too wimpy, or too self-conscious to lay it on the line. Oh my God, you want to scream at the characters. Say what you mean. But if we can't do much about their behavior, there may be some takeaway for our own.
The books are Normal People and Conversations with Friends by Sally Rooney. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.